It didn't look great early on. You were down 10 to nothing and 12 to 2, but your team stayed the course, led by as many as 12 in the game, and my goodness, found a way to come back and win here tonight.
Well, I will certainly take any type of win that we have, but I wouldn't say that's a win that I'm really happy with. Yeah. But when I was an assistant coach, our head coach said that's the best thing that could happen because we didn't play well.
Yeah.
But we still came out with a win, so it might scare him enough to kind of be a little bit sharper and play better.
Absolutely, and he got some some foul trouble as well in the first half with Lindy and also Bailey with three fouls. And somehow they did not foul the rest of the night, but you had some other players that really stepped up for you. I thought made some great passes, some great decisions. Madison Chaplin, the Emily, is doing a good job as well with that.
Right. I mean, there's always going to be someone who's going to have to step up because it's not going to be the same person every night, and I don't want it to be the same person every night because then that makes it a lot easier to guard. So I'm proud of the people for stepping up and doing what they needed to do.
Did a good job really shutting down two of their big ones and, making the Crownwater girl, who hadn't scored all of a ball game until the third quarter when she had end up with 11 points in the game. You had to make Colby beat you with somebody other than Jill Stevens or Hallie Vaughn, and you did that tonight.
Well, that was certainly not the way I wanted to start out the game, but, I'll do whatever I have to do to win the game. But, I'd scouted them out before. I know that some other teams have had success with that. And so, I guess if it worked for them, I'll do it as well. But hopefully next time we won't have to do that.
Your rebounding, I know that was a concern after the Garden City game. That was pretty darn good again tonight.
It was certainly better, but with a triangle and two, you're not going to be in great rebounding position all the time, so I feel like we kind of missed a few of them right there. But, we just got to box out, and we can't rely on our athleticism, and sometimes we miss a few easy ones because we don't do that.
Well, it was a win that you kind of went on a 10-day streak where you hadn't won a game, and you get to that 4-1 game, and this is a team, Colby, that you knew would be improved, and you weathered their storms. You weathered the late storm of that 7-0 run at the end, and things were getting interesting, some interesting situations you guys were put in. But you guys found a way to kind of stay calm, get some baskets down the stretch, and trade baskets with them in the end and win by 7.
I mean, that's kind of our theme for the year, is to just find a way to win. Mm-hmm. I don't care how you do it. Just find a way to do it. But what we need to improve on is once you have a lead, keep the lead. And sometimes we struggle with that, and I know we're kind of new to being in the lead from time to time, but we've got to get better at that.
Well, you have, of course, Christmas break up. You have 17 days before Ulysses. Kind of what's the schedule you guys plan on having here between now and Ulysses game?
We're definitely going to watch film on this game, and then, we're going to have some together time as a team. We're going to have our Christmas party, but Christmas break is a time to put in some new stuff, work on things that we're not very good at, and really buckle down because January is literally half our season right there. So it's tiring, but we're lucky that we're not going to be on the road like we were last year. So I just want to finish more at home and play well.
Well, congratulations on the win. You get a road league game. That's always important, to get a road league game in the GWAC. And thanks again for joining me, and you have a good Christmas break.
All right. Thanks, Adam.